有几件事情呢报道一下。第一件事情呢是，下个礼拜我们是每个月第一个主日是福音主日。
Just field announcement. Next Sunday will be our monthly part. And also an evangelical week.
我们会有一家一菜，会后聚餐，因为我们邀请外面特别的一些不同的弟兄姐妹呢，牧者来为我们做见证，经历什么见证？
So it will be a potluck. We are encouraged to bring a dish, and we also going to invite a speaker from the other church to come and speak to us.
那这次我请的这个弟兄和他的太太呢，赵斌不是张斌和张静。姓张，是在其他的教会
So, I invite a couple, and Zhang Bing and Zhang Jing. So, they are in.
Yeah, they are from a different church. They are very ordinary people.
他们很平常，他是很平常的。
但是他们的各方面因为很受神的祝福。
Was blessed by God.
所以非常 ordinary， 没有大起大落。
They are very ordinary. So
there's
no.
因为他们的婚姻一开始就受祝福。
So and their marriage has been blessed from the beginning.
信主以后更受祝福。
So after they become believers, they were blessed.
跟长辈的关系也祝福。
And they have a good relationship with the elders.
在教会里面服侍也很受祝福。
And they have been serving in the church and.
所以呢，是很平常的一个生命。
So they live a very ordinary life.
因为好多时候我们希望听一些这种大起大落的生命。
Sometimes we want to listen to a testimony that's involved and ups and downs in your lives.
其实大家究竟是喜欢这种平平常常的生命呢，还是大起大落的
？Now, do you really want to live that kind of life or just an ordinary life?
你看电影的时候呢，要看大起大落。
So when you watch a movie, you want a scene, a big scene with up and downs.
你自己生活的时候呢，最好实实际际。
So when you lead your own life, you should rather be practical.
所以这对弟兄姐妹的这个见证呢，其实很感动，感动我觉得。
So the testimony from the couple really moved my heart.
他们下个礼拜会来给大家做见证。
So they are coming next week to share.
所以下个礼拜呢，大家把自己最好的菜带来。
Bring your best dishes.
没有功夫的，你可以买点水果。你如果没功夫买，也没问题。这是一个家庭。
So if you don't have time, you can bring some fruits. If you don't have time to bring fruits, that's okay. We are a family.
所以，就是来就一起来庆祝，一起来学习。
So we come to celebrate and we come to learn from each other.
那这是第一件事情。
So that's the first thing.
鼓励大家也继续的请新的朋友。
And we encourage you to invite new friends.
在这样的机会呢，通过别人经历什么见证，还有我们一起的这种fellowship 呢，好多人很容易来敞开心来跟大家交流。
So through this kind of fellowship and a lot of people will open their hearts to Christ.
还有第二件事情呢，是关于奉献的事情。奉献的事情呢，就是说我们可以在网上奉献。
The second thing is that the
tithing
offering, so we can do that online.
那过一段时间我们会在旁边放一张纸，让你知道怎么样哪个网站上去。
So later on, we're gonna put a notice and tell you when to go online.
因为现在好多人都喜欢在网上奉献。
So because most people like to donate online.
Everything goes digital.
所有东西都变成电子化。
这也很方便。
还有
也可以用支票。
You can also pay by check.
支票里写 Church of Zion.
You have to write Church of Zion.
Yeah, Church of Zion.
放出来。
还有呢，你也可以用现金，现金就是放在这里。
You can also pay by cash. You can just drop it off over there.
如果在20块钱以上的奉献呢，会有退税的收据，到时候报税就可以用。
So you'll get the tax receipt.
在这个支票和 榜账上的奉献里面呢，你要写上你的英文的 legal name。
So when you donate online and
合法性。
And if you write a check, you have to write your legal names.
因为我们母堂的秘书呢，只懂英文，不懂中文。
Because our secretary only knows English, she doesn't know Chinese.
另外一个呢，就是出收据各方面都是按照合法的来出。
And also, when you just a tax receipt, has to be your legal name.
所以你要写你证据的地址、姓名，这些都要写得非常的清楚。
And you also have to write the correct address and your legal name.
过去有过地区姐妹，后来政府查税的时候说她的奉献不对，找我。
In the past, there was an incident that the government called me So we want you to be blessed in everything that you do.
那这是第二个。那另外一个呢，就是我们教会也有不同的小组啊。现在活出爱 Mary 里面有一个小组，现在也要星期五在聚会。
And also we have different cell groups in our church, and Mary is leading one of them.
还有 Anna 那里有这个帮助。
And also Anna myself, we also have a cell group in my house.
阿文年轻人的小组也在聚会。
And also Evan, he's leading the youth group.
还有其他的小组也在不同的时间里聚会。
And also other groups are having their groups meetings at different times.
所以鼓励大家呢，就是能够去参加不同的小组。
So we encourage you to go to cell groups.
因为星期天，是一种形式的聚会。
Because Sunday we are worshiping in a certain way.
但是呢，小组的聚会也是另外一个形式。因为我们的生活里面不同的层面。那神会在不同的层面里面和我们相遇。
And God is going to meet us in different types of perspective.
有些东西在组织呢，我们没有办法来照顾到每一个人的需要。
So on Sundays we cannot meet each and everyone's needs.
就是每一个人细节的需要。
Our detail
神的灵魂触摸你来医治你，给你一个提升。你的敬拜赞美在主的宝座面前也蒙纪念。但是圣经上也讲，我们弟兄姐妹彼此相爱，这是信仰的实质，要实践主。
And also in the Bible it says, brother and sister, in loving each other is a practical way of Bible teaching.
还有一个呢，就是我觉得我特别的要为我的女儿老二呢，我要做一个祷告。
And I also want to pray for my second daughter.
我每一个人，有一些弟兄姐妹在这里很长时间，要离开一段时间呢，我们正要他们带着我们的祝福。
So each and every one of you, if you're going to leave.Our church, we want you to go with our blessings.
那特别是我的女儿。
Especially my daughter.
当然她很特别，对我来说。
She's very special to me.
那从小在钱包里面就跟我们一起在服侍主。
Even when she was in my, when I carry her, she's serving in our church.
从小的时候，她趴在地上，就用嘴里叭叭叭叭叭，她说人家问她说什么，她说方言大话。
So we were falling on the floor and mumbling, and people asked her like what to say. She said, "Oh, it's because she sees me praying in town."
她常常跟我们一起来服侍，甚至在营里面看到我们怎么样来当过一地。
So she's been serving with me in the past, and even sometimes in the camps, and she sees us to cast out demons.
所以那个时候，小孩子吓得半死。
So she was a kid and she was very scared.
Because, you know,
a lot of kids were scared.
她有一个同辈的孩子，当时她妈妈就让她受洗。她说神太真，心里魔鬼很正。
So a child also is her age. The mother told the child to go baptize because the spirit is true. The devil is also real.
所以就说一直有 敬畏神的心在他们的里面，在他们的里面就一直在那。
So the fear of the Lord is inside of her and also.
所以后来学音乐学这个就一直在服侍主。
And also when she started learning music.
那现在要离开我们去上大学。
Now she's going to leave us to.
去 Montreal.
She's going to Montreal for study.
啊，麦吉尔大学。
She will be going to
Medellin. 那我会很想念他。
I will
但是他当然也常常会来，像比较方便的视频啊什么。
Of course, she will come back and visit us, and also see us through our internet.
所以 Gloria 他不想上来分享，但是我请他站起来，我们一起给他做个祷告。
So she doesn't want to come forward to share, but we ask her to stand and so we pray for her.
好，上来，做一个祝福。你要不要讲两句？啊，没有，他不要讲。我们就来为他来祝福，大家伸出手来给他祝福。主啊，我们天上的父亲。主啊，你知道我们每一个人。主啊，我作为一个父亲。
As a father,
我真的很爱我的女儿。
I really love my daughter.
我可以说，在某种程度上很了解她。
I have to say that I know her very well.
你也这样的了解我。
And you also know us.
了解我们的需要
know every, all our needs.
了解我们的软弱
know our weaknesses.
主啊，我们的祝福就是主啊，我们整个的教会祝福他
so our church, our whole church will bless her.
在前面一个历程里面
so as her journey began,
在这个大学期间
and so in her university
as well. 你特别的和他同在
please be with her.
也让他找到合适他的教会
Help her to find a church.
在基督的身体里面，基督的家里面，继续来服侍。
So that she will continue to serve you in the body of Christ.
主啊，他过去所有的服侍，我相信你都纪念。
And you have honored all her service in the past.
主啊，在前面的路上，愿你继续来赐恩给他。
Lord, I ask for your blessing for her.
差派你的使者保守他。
Send your messengers to go with her.
主啊，使得主，我们把她继续交在你的手上。
So I give her to you.
她过去怎么样在你的面前蒙恩
？So how she was blessed in the past.
以后在你面前更要蒙大恩。
So in the lives to come, that you will bless her even more.
我们感谢你赞美。
I want to thank you, Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣
的名。In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 这个孩子呢，一生我他生下来就是恩典在他的身上。
When she was born, the grace was with her.
他是一个恩典的孩子。
She's a daughter of grace.
恩典什么意思呢？就白白的。
So what is grace? It is free.
他在古巴我们度假的时候呢。
When we were in Cuba.
他的地上一走路，脚就踢出来了几十块加元。
She was walking the sand, and when she found some money, I was
like, "Just a Canadian dollar,
Canadian,
Cuba." 这就是神怎么样
带他。That was
half
dollar.
所以他常常有这样的恩典。
And she always has this kind of grace.
什么找工作各方面都
是
相信我，从天上掉下来的。
So when she was looking for
money, 所以当然这样的恩典一直随着他。
So God was always giving her grace.
感谢主。好，我们我们就请我们的那个弟兄啊，刚才讲的名字
Mary
教授 Yeah, ask you to come to share a few minutes. Introduce yourself.
Nelson,
yes, come. Nelson, come. And, yeah, with your friend too.Yes, yeah, spend 5-10 minutes to give us a short introduction. And I heard from Mary that you really love the Lord. And in the future, we'll give you more time. But right now, just spend 5-10 minutes.
I'm very happy to see all this church or organization.
我非常高兴看到弟兄姐妹们在这里教会。
Couple of days, we met Madam Mary,
在前几天呢，碰到 Mary 女士。
When we are very happy to see everything, so also church organization.
那我们也很高兴能看到在教会里面所举行的一切。
My name is Nelson. I'm from Pakistan.
我叫尼尔森，从巴基斯坦来的。
I was in Pakistan Air Force.
我曾经在巴基斯坦在空军里面服役。
My rank was Chief Warrant Officer.
就是这个，他是这个是有军衔的。
And in 2004 December, I came as a visitor.
2004年我来到加拿大是作为一个访问的人。
And I stay here up to 2007 March and went to back home.
到2007年三月的时候，就去了回家。
And then here I stay a couple of months with one black guy. He is from Africa. He came as a refugee.
那我呢就这边跟一个黑人弟兄，从这个非洲来的，他是一个难民，住在一起。
And he is very good guy, and he sponsored me to I came back here.
这个朋友呢，就是帮助我，让我能够来到这里。
And other guy is he is from Afghanistan. He was a Muslim.And now he is converted as a Christian, and he second number he signed for me.
有另外一个弟兄呢，原来是一个穆斯林，后来就成为基督徒，也是从另外一个国家来跟他成为朋友。
These all of arrangement of Jesus Christ. So due to Jesus, a blessing, I am there.
这是因着耶稣基督的恩典，他祝福呢，今天我能够在这里。
This is Dave.
Okay. Hi, my friends.
朋友们好。
I'm introduce me. I'm from Mauritius.
You're from
Mauritius.
毛里求斯来。
Yes. It's so too long. Sorry.Yes, I'm very glad to be here.
我很高兴来到这里。
It is very nice and peaceful.
这里很有平安，很好。
Yes. And so, yes, Yes.
That's okay. We welcome you, and then later on, this is a family. Welcome. We'll give them a hand up. And let's have a prayer for them. Bless these two brothers, Dave and Nelson. Let's stretch our hands to bless them first. Lord, we thank you, our Heavenly Father. Thank you. They are the brothers in the Lord. When we come,Though we know the first time, but our spirit says, this is a brother from the Lord. And we welcome them to our family. Lord, we know that you send them to be a blessing to all of us too. We are going to be a blessing to them too. Lord, and we thank you for them and bless their lives in Canada. Whatever they are going to encounter in Canada, Lord, you put your hands on them.And use them mightily to be influenced in the society. And bring light, bring love, bring Jesus to people's lives. The Lord, you open more doors and open our hearts to know each other even more in the future coming days. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you. We can share later on more with the brothers and sisters. Welcome.感谢主，我刚才到的时候就说讲到呢，我们要成为社会上的一个影响力。
We pray, I believe that we have to be influenced in
那我们常常会问一个问题，就是说神的国度天国究竟是怎么样。
So sometimes we ask ourselves a question, what is God's kingdom?
那我们在前面呢也讲了很多耶稣的比喻。
And I've been talking about the parables that Jesus has taught.
他说好多时候非用比喻是讲不明的。
But sometimes using parables cannot explain everything.
但是呢不用比喻也讲不明，用比喻呢也讲不明。
Either use parables or do not use parables, still it cannot be explained.
之前从来没有见过飞机的人，你告诉他，你跟他解释飞机是什么，一个人解释给他说，这个飞机就是一个车可以飞。
Just imagine someone that has never seen an airplane before, and you try to explain to him what is an airplane. You might tell him, oh, it's a vehicle that can fly.
那另外一个人见过飞机呢，他给你解释就是说，它是一个鸟，但是是金属做的。
So someone else may explain, oh, it's a bird but made of metal.
所以你听到这两个人讲的呢，我不知道你更青春呢还是更糊涂。
So when you listen to these two talking, describing an airplane, but whether you are getting more confused or is it clear to you?
所以你的脑子里面有一个能飞的车。
So your mind will have a flying vehicle.
另外有一个说是金属做的鸟。
And the other image will be a metal bird.
所以不知道你的脑子里面会打架呢还是更清楚。
So are you more clear about that?Having a conflict in your mind.
所以当我们听到各样的信息的时候，怎么样真正才能来认识神呢？
So when we listen to all these kind of different messages, how do we know Jesus?
是所有的信息都要我把我们引向神自己。
But all of these messages are leading us to God himself.
除非我们跟神有亲自的一个碰触。
Unless we have this personal touch with God,
我们永远不能真正认识神。所以今天我们来到这里，不管是听到，不管是敬拜赞美，不管是听别人的见证，我们最终的目的是我们自己要来到神的面前说，神啊，我要认识你。
So when we come to the church, when we listen to a message, the main thing is that we ourselves, we have to know Jesus Christ ourselves.
但是呢，我们含着听到。
But we still have to listen to the message.
含着听见证。
We have to listen to testimonies.
还是看不见这个无形无限的这个神，创造天地的神。
Still we cannot see this invisible God.
所以他跟我们的互动呢，对我们来说，好多时候变得非常的困难。
So his interaction with us a lot of times is quite difficult.
我想对他也是比较困难。
I believe it's also difficult to God as well.
所以在历代呢，才派很多的先知。
So in the past, he has been sending a lot of bad prophets.
来把这个信息赐下来。
So he bring the message through the prophet.
写下圣经。
And also write down the Bible.
但是这些先知呢，在人群里面并不受欢迎。
But the prophets were not welcome among the people.
因为他们讲的这些人听不懂。
Because the things that they say, people cannot understand.
甚至很多的先知就是被神的儿女给用石头砸死，还是拒绝死。
So a lot of prophets were actually being persecuted by God's children, either by drowning or.
我们今天有好多人很想做先知，要听到神的声音。
So a lot of us want to be a prophet, we want to listen to the voice of God.
所以呢，你先要做好准备，被神的儿女石头砸死的准备。
So be prepared that you might be stoned by the children of God.
事实上，在这个文艺复兴时期、宗教改革时期那个阶段呢，有一个先知。
During the Renaissance period, there was a prophet.
那他常常呢讲的神的话呢，其实非常的准确。
So a lot of time when he speaks about God, it was quite accurate.
那有一段时间，欧洲呢那个农民开始起义呢。
So back then, the farmers in Europe started a revolution.
Revolution. 从马丁路德那个时候就开始很多的农民起义。
So through the time of Martin Luther,
因为我们现在宗教改革了，解放了，自由了。
Because the religion has been
liberated. Yes. 那他们就问先知，我们下面要做什么
？So they asked the prophet, "What do we do next?"
这是先知讲的呢，不是他们需要的。
But the prophet said the things that they do not need.
那个先知我忘记他的名字，最后就被他们给杀掉了。
I don't remember the name of the prophet, but he was killed by them.
是啊，这就是所以做先知呢，你真的要 在神的面前呢，就是一定要来知道神是我的纪念物。
So you have, if you want to be a prophet, you have to know that God is your backbone.
你才能够准确的传递神给你的信息。
So that you can deliver the message with accuracy.
那所以呢，我们今天之所以信圣经，因为它是准确的把神的信息传递下来。
Why do we believe the Bible? Because it's an accurate description from God.
那当我们把圣经就说来展开的时候呢，通过现代人更多的知识发现，就非常非常的吃惊。
When we open up the Bible and through a lot of the nowadays technology, so we know that a lot of things were written is what.
就是 we are surprised.
What is how accurate it is.
那比如说最近这个 DNA 的解码，就是发现呢，所有世界上的人类都是从一个男人。
For example, the DNA is, they have been found all of
the decoding.
Decoding us. All of the human genes were coming from one person.
Woman.
A man.
而且呢，也是从一个女人来。
And also, it's through one woman.
而且这个女人就是从男人来。
And the woman is from the man.
这是最近代的 DNA decoding, 就是从 DNA 这样可以找到你的根源。比如说你如果用一些唾液去化验你自己的时候呢，你去跟人家化验，人家知道立刻就知道你百分之多少的血统是法国，多少血统是土著人，多少血统是哪里，非常准确。
So if you send your saliva samples, they will be able to find out how much percentage of your descent, your blood is from say Europe or France or whatever.
那所有今天的这些科学技术还是人类研究的东西呢，都在证明圣经就是真理。
So all of these studies has been proved that the Bible is real, is true.
那我们知道的越多呢，我们的责任就越大。
The more things we know, the more responsibility we carry.
也可以说我们要跟神呢要更加的要珍惜这个恩典，耶稣的恩典。如果不珍惜的话呢，某种意义上讲的话，我们就罪责难逃。
So we have to treasure that the grace that God has given us. If we do not treasure that, we carry
more responsibilities. 所以，如果一个人无知犯罪的时候呢，他的罪是小的。
So if someone that was no understanding to his sin.Really,
sin is a,
yeah,
not a big deal. 但是如果人他明白当时犯罪呢，就罪就更大。
But if someone knows about it and do the sin purposely, then he carries out.
所以今天呢，神就把耶稣基督启示出来，把圣经通过科学来启示呢，让人清楚的知道神的创造和神的拯救。
So through the scientific searchings, we have been proved that.God is real. So, oh my God, I lost it.
就说耶稣的这个拯救呢，也是非常的真实。
So the salvation from Jesus is true.
那所以我们就要更加的要珍惜。
So we have to treasure it more.
那另外一点来讲呢，就是我们明白这个的，应该更加的有信心，应该更加的得到神的恩典。
So the more we know that we should have bigger faith, and yeah, that was true.
但是好多时候，人可能，没有搞清楚这一点。
But what times people do not understand this?
有时候我们这个知识很多的时候呢，反而成了我们认识神的一种阻碍。
A lot of times when we have more knowledge, it becomes a stumbling stone for us.
Stumbling block for us. 但是呢，其实真正的知识都是把我们带向上帝。
But the true knowledge will lead us to God.
真正的知识是要把我们带向神的救恩。
So the true knowledge will lead us to the salvation of God.
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
那今天我们讲另外一个比喻。
So we're talking about another parable.
我们放到马太福音十三章。
So Matthew chapter 13.
33-35.
Verse
33-35. 这里又有一个比喻呢，讲到天国是什么样子。
It's another parable about what kingdom is like.
那我也会用一些现代科学知识呢，把这个东西再解一下。
And I will also bring some of the scientific searchings.
那你就知道耶稣在2000年前讲的东西呢，就说哇，多么的就说是真理一定在，但是他那个时候不一定明白。
So you will know that Jesus speaking about kingdoms from 2000 ago and how accurate it is, even though people might not understand that.
那这里讲到一个呢，面教的比喻。
So this is a parable of the East.
对，他又对他们讲个比喻说，天国好像面教，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里，只等到全场都发起。
So the kingdom of heaven is like the East.That a woman took and makes into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough.
那今天呢，我们就集中在这一节。
So we will focus on this verse.
我不知道你听了这个经文是清楚还是不清楚天国。
So when you listen to this parable, are you clear about what the kingdom is?
有的妇女们做过面教的，立刻说：“哦，我知道是什么。”
So some women may have making a dough before and. She might understand.
今天的妇女呢也不做面教了。
But nowadays women do not make
dolls
anymore.
我知道安娜什么做这个酵母菌啊，做那个奶酪啊，还用一点酵母菌。
No, I never did.
啊，你们是做那个酸奶？
哦，
酸奶那个啊。
So, yeah, I use some kind of yeast for the.
那那个做面教呢？我们小时候就知道，就是母亲来做面教的时候，把面教揉在面里面的时候，就会成为发面。发面的馒头呢，要比死面要好吃得多。
So when I was small, my mom would use the yeast to make a dough to make steamed buns, and we know that steamed buns is more.
那他这个耶稣这里讲到这个教呢，藏在面里面，第一个印象呢，他就说全堂要发起。
So when Jesus talking about the east, he says the whole dome will be, will work through the whole dome.
那其实耶稣的意思就是说，这个就是一种影响力，要产生一种影响力。
So what the message is that there should be an influence.
我相信我们中间很多人都想产生一种影响力。
I believe a lot of us want to impact some kind of influence.
我中国人讲的天生我才必有用。
In the Chinese saying is that all of us are born with a certain type of talent that should be used.
那当一个人不能被用的时候呢，他感觉到非常的难过。
So when you cannot use your talent and you will find yourself useless.
这个圣经上也是讲，人呢就是按照神的形象造的，他有智慧，他有光明地上的一切。
And the Bible also says we are made in the image of God, and we are here to do our work.
心理学家也研究，他说人的一生在乎两个问题。
And even the psychologists also study about a human, and we always ask two questions.
第一个问题呢，他一辈子都在问我可爱吗
？So one question is, we always ask ourselves.
第二个问题呢，我有用吗？
And the second question is, am I useful?
那这个第一个问题就是说，他从小到大都会说我可爱吗？年纪大了以后，他也觉得人要觉得他可爱很重要。
So we were asking this question through our childhood, even into our adulthood or like elder times, we still ask ourselves whether we are lovable.
那第二个问题就是我们有用。
And second thing is to be useful.
但一个人常常觉得没用的时候
，So when someone feeling useless，
那他就不能体现他的价值
，And he cannot represent his。
那这个人的生命呢，可能会自暴自弃。
So his life can be used in the wrong way。自暴自弃
就可能就是 put heals himself down and no value。就是所以呢，一个正常的人、健康的人，他一定要觉得自己有用。
So a normal person, a healthy person, will have to think of himself as useful.
不是这样有用，就是那样有用。
Whether this way or that way.
所以现在我们好多年轻人呢，这个为什么好多时候这个年轻的这个听来就是他就是胡乱做一些事情，因为他要觉得有用。
So that's what happens. men, teenagers, they doing things like different ways because they want to feel themselves as useful.
那你不让他做这个事情呢，他在那个地方，他那个网上和别人一起打游戏的时候，打到高级的时候呢，他觉得很有用。
So, if you don't let him do this way, then you will start doing things online and maybe play video games until a certain level so that he will feel himself as a useful person.
在一个虚拟的世界里面，他觉得他很有用。
So in a digital world, he found himself useful.
所以耶稣在这里讲这个面教的比喻呢，就是他们基督徒就是面教，揉在这个世界里面揉进去的时候呢，面教就是要让全网发起来，产生一个巨大的影响力。
So when Jesus talking about the East, us as a Christian will be like the East that work through the whole door until the whole door is being packed down.
那过去这个共产主义的运动入火入土。那如果就是来看 fire，
yeah， so the communism was working like a fire。
那最早的时候，马克思他也是觉得他的这个学说一定要有用。
So Marx，
yeah，
Karl Marx， yeah， he thinks his theory has to work。
所以呢，最后好多人都进来实践他的这一个理论。
So a lot of people put his theory into practice。
俄国人、中国人
，Russians、Chinese，
还有罗马尼亚人
，and Romanians，
北朝鲜人
，and North Koreans，
很多人就把他的理论拿来了实践。
So a lot of people put his theory into practice。
这是马克思他觉得有用的地方。
Because he found himself useful in him his own theories。
那我们的基督徒呢？每一个人来到这个世界上，就是说。当我们信主的时候，耶稣说：“我要裁派你们到这个世界上去，就像天父裁派我一样。”
So, as a Christians, Jesus told us to go and commission us into the world, just as God has commissioned His Son Jesus.
那他把我们裁派到世界做什么
？Why does He want to commission us and go into the world?
他裁派我们做什么
？What does He want us to do?
就是要产生一个正面的影响力。
He want us to have a positive impact.
就是要把天国要带到地上。
To bring heaven down to earth.
那其中一个怎么样把这个天国来带到地上呢？就是这个比喻里面有一些隐藏的真理。
So there are some hidden message through this parable regarding how to bring heaven down to earth.
那这个面教呢，它有这个特点。
So there are certain characteristics of the East.
我做了一些研究。我觉得这些研究会帮助我们更加认识，就是说耶稣讲的这个比喻呢，就是我们去明白它的意义。
So my findings will help us to understand the meanings behind this parable.
第一个呢，这个面教，这个里面的这个教务群呢，它必须是真的教务群，纯的教务群。
So the first thing about the East, it has to be pure.
也就是我们基督徒呢，每一个人的信仰要产生影响，他必须是真的信仰。
So if you want to impact this world, you have to have true beliefs.
要有真的信心。
True belief, true faith.
不是说要一定是很大的信心，但是有真的信心。
It doesn't have to be a big faith, but it has to be true.
所以在做酒的时候要有酒的教训，不然如果是错误的那些菌在里面，它变酸了，变成醋了。
So if you are making wine, you have to write.Use the right yeast for the wine, otherwise you will become vinegar.
所以做不同的东西呢，有不同的菌。这个菌它必须是真的菌，纯的菌。
So doing different, making different things, you have to use the true yeast, otherwise you will turn to different things.
它这个菌呢，只要它是真的，它有一种倍增的能力。
So if the yeast is true, it has the ability to multiply itself.
它这个繁殖的方式是一种倍增。
So the way they produce is to multiply themselves.
就是一种指数式的增长，一个变两个，两个变四个，四个变八个这样。
It will be a linear progression, so they have
不是 linear, exponential.
Exponential, okay, better than linear.
Yes.
Exponential growth, so one become two, two become four.
这是如果它是真的
教我们。If this is real, a true East.
它繁殖的方式就是指数繁殖。
So the way they produce will be exponential.
那如果他不是真的教母群，那是另一种事情。
So if it's not, then I mean,
这是第一点，就是说我们基督徒呢有一个真的信仰在里面。
So as a Christian, we need to have this true faith in our heart.
如果不是真的信仰呢，我们影响别人的就把它本来要变成，最后变成错误。
So if our belief is not sincere, then we might making a wine into vinegar.
那你搞了半天，你说为什么它变成醋了呢？你也不希望，那是因为我们要有真的教母经在里面。
So you may ask yourself, how come it became a vinegar? Because you have to ask yourself whether you have the true faith.
所以我们的信仰必须真实的信仰。
So our faith has to be true.
这是第一点。第二点呢，你做酒做什么的时候呢，一定要有足够舒服的教母经，你不能太少，太少它发不起。我岳母很会做酒莲。
My mother-in-law knows how to make wine.
这个酒莲呢，就是 rice wine， 它就是放足够的酵母菌呢，磨碎以后掺在那个米里面，然后放在我们家那个热水桶的上面。
So he will mix the rice with a certain amount of yeast and then put on top of our hot water tank.
过几天，很好的酒莲就出来了。
我
们一开始做怎么也做不成。
When I start making it, I will never succeed.
对，最主要的就是足够的酵母菌，好的酵母菌，完了以后足够的浓度，它就是要有足够数量的聚在一起。
Yeah, because you need to have a certain amount of yeast in order to make it happen.
所以我们也有人要聚在一起。
So that's why we have to be come together.
今天我们聚在一起敬拜，这是非常重要的。
So it's very important for all of us.Worship.
我们聚在一起祷告，彼此鼓励，非常重要。
It's very important for us to come together and to pray and worship.
因为我们彼此这种齐力呢，就会产生一个影响力。
Because our togetherness, it will have certain kind of influence.
也就像人说点火的时候，当把柴火堆在一起呢，越照越旺。
Just like we're making fire, when we put the firewood together, the fire will become bigger and bigger.
但是你把一根柴抽出来，它点的就会风就容易吹，吹的时候会吹灭。
But if you only lit up a stick, the fire can go off very easily.
所以这是第二点，就是我们聚在一起。
So that's the second thing, we have to come together.
我们足够的数量。
We have to have enough people.
那所以就是我们这个神的家，教会作为神的家非常重要。
So church as a house for the Lord is very important.
那另外呢，其实这个酵母菌它还是要散开，也就足够数量了，最后你要活在里面。
So and also for the yeast, even though it's very important to have enough amount, but they have to be separated.
也就是说是第三点就是必须进入到面团里面去。
That's the first thing. You have to be going inside the dough.
今天的基督徒呢，必须要进入世界。
So as Christians today, we have to go into the world.
也就是当圣灵在我们里面裁判我们的时候，我们要来进入世界。
So when Holy Spirit is inside us and He will commission us into the world.
不是在这个教会的四股墙里。
It's not inside the four walls of the church.
我们需要有时候聚在这里一起来敬拜。
We need to have to come together sometimes in the church.
但是更多的时候，我们要进入这个世界。
But a lot of other times we have to go inside the world.
这就是面教要进入面团。
That's what it says. The yeast has to go inside the dough.
那你进入的面团的范围越大，你的影响力就越大。
When you go inside the dough, further you go, the more impact you bring.
那如果它不进入面团呢？它自己聚在一起，时间长会产生什么问题呢
？If they do not go into the dough and they are sticking together for a long time, what will happen?
科学家发现是这样，因为酵母菌呢繁殖非常快。
Scientists have found that because yeast has this self-productive.
他必须要有足够的食物。
They need to have enough food for them to grow.
那这个淀粉呢，就是他最好的食物。
So the starch is the best way to feed them.
那他就把淀粉呢会变成酒精、二氧化碳还有糖。
So they turn the flowers into
carbon dioxide.
Yeah, carbon dioxide.
Sugar and also alcohol. 所以呢，你会闻到酒味。
That's why you smell alcohol.
尝到甜味
and also taste
那个二氧化碳呢它就把它做得非常的蓬松
because the carbon dioxide will make the dough become very fluffy.
而且呢，就容易 digest， 容易消化。
And it's also easier for you to digest.
那如果它没有这个面团的时候，它会做什么？
But without the dough, what will happen to the?
因为它方式非常快。
Because they need to be growing very fast.
没有食物的时候呢，它会自己会吃自己，就它吃旁边的酵母菌。
Without food, they will start to eat each other.
它会发出一种恶臭。
And you will have a bad smell.
今天你如果说觉得教会里面有这样那样的问题，你不要觉得奇怪。
If you think church has this and that kind of problem, you'll not be surprised.
当我们基督徒没有在实践自己的使命的时候
，If Christians do not practice their commission,
那就会聚在一起。
They will only to stick to them together.
如果只聚在一起的时候，你会做什么
？If they only stick with each other, what would you do?
你就会发现旁边这个人有很多问题。那你会做什么？
What would you do?
所以你会看他不顺眼。
And you will have pointing fingers.
所以这就是我们不要我们一定要走到这个世界上去。
That's why it's very important for us to go into the world.
你走到世界上去的时候，你发现，哎呦，那个人怎么搞的？他连工作也没有，我看有份工作你就感恩了。
So when you go into the world, you will find all people without jobs, and you will have this pity inside of you because you say, oh, I just have a job.
哪有时间看旁边弟兄的缺点呢？
And you will not have time to look at someone else's problem.
最近碰到几个人，他们要找房子。
And recent days, I have people who are looking for a house.
他说我在这个吃 welfare.
And he said, oh, I'm.
他说我的弟弟他就我也住在这个布什住在森林里。
So, he said his younger brother is living in the bush.
我的爸爸也住在森林。
And also my father is also living in the
bush. 我的天哪，就是当你出去以后，你进到这个世界里面，你开始接触人的时候，你就开始感动了。
Thanksgiving.
你看到我旁边那个弟兄多好啊，他就为我祷告了。
And you will say, oh, how great it is to have this brother to pray for me.
对，哪有时间看到他的缺点呢？
How do you have time to look at his weaknesses?
你明白吗？这次是教会聚会一定要进到面团里面去。
So that's why the yeast has to go inside the dough.
当我们进去的时候呢，全团会发起。
When you go into the dough, the whole dough will work.
那今天我如果用这个科学的把这个解释了，你是不是发现，哇，很亮，对吧？
Is it more clear to you if I use this accepted?
当然，耶稣在所讲的时候，他的心也非常清楚。
Of course, when Jesus said about this, he knows very well.
他的目的不是要人去解，真正的目的不是要人去解。
So his purpose is not wanting us to explain.
他真正的目的是要我去做。所以圣经上讲，当我明白这个又都不去做的时候呢，我们的责任就更大。所以要为牧师多多的祷告。因为牧师呢，好多时候不得不知道多一些。所以我的责任就更大。所以需要你们祷告。所以今天我们总结的第一点。我们要成为真实、真的教会军人，真的信仰在我们的里面。就是耶稣基督重生了我。
So Jesus Christ has reborn me.
对，我是耶稣基督的这个 follower.
I'm the follower of Jesus Christ.
那第二点呢，就是我们需要珍惜我们的这个家庭。
And second thing is to we have to value our family.
第三个呢，我们一定要进入世界。
The third thing is we have to go into the world.
好，我们一起来起立，完了以后我们有奉主的名祷告。
And we'll pray. Later on, we'll invite you.
哈利路亚，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，你才派我们进入这个世界。
Thank you, Lord, commission us to into the world.
主啊，也谢谢你，你说我不会撇下你们为孤儿。
And thank you that you have said that you will not lead us as orphans.
你说你要差派真理的圣灵来住在我们里面。
You will send the spirit of truth to be with us.
你说信我的人要做比我更大的事情。
And those who believe in me will do greater things.
你说信我的人要从他的腹里面流出活水的江河来。
So those who believe in me, their living water will come out from their bellies.
主，我谢谢你们相信。
Yes, Lord, thank you.
今天你把我们裁判到世界里面，你不会不装备我们。谢谢你已经在十字架上战胜了仇敌，除灭了魔鬼的作为。
And you have crushed the word of the devils.
你已经种下了种子。
You have sowed the seeds.
我们今天去收割。
And now we are here to harvest.
主啊，我就谢谢你，主啊，这样的信心继续放在我们的里面。
Lord, we thank you and continue to give us this kind of faith.
我们不需要去劳苦。我们只需要有真的信心。
We only have to have the true faith.
真的信心就会产生真的影响力。
True faith will bring the true impact.
我们在喜乐、平安和爱里面说当说的，做当做的。
So we'll do what we have to do in love and peace.
你说过你会和我们同在。
You said you will be with us.
谢谢。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.